All right, back at it now. My next guest, my good friend Dan Gaynor, is the Vice President of Free Speech American Business for the Media Research Center. Dan, good to have you back, my friend. Nice to see you.
Well, it's good to be had.
Well, I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a nice Christmas. Here's what's shocking to me, or not shocking, but several things the last couple of days have gotten my attention. And one of those is, just yesterday, the President of the United States says, you know what, there's really nothing the federal government can do about COVID-19, which is interesting, considering he said, I will shut down the virus. He said it 100 times, if he said it once. I will shut down the virus. I will shut down the virus. Dan, he hasn't shut down the virus, newsflash, and now he says he's got to rely on the governors and states to do it. Is that the same thing you've heard?
Oh, it's absolutely. The clip left is freaking out that the clip is going nuts everywhere on Twitter because it's exactly what he said he would do. Exactly. Oh, we're going to fix everything, that clip floating around, and then, you know, reality is, no, he can't do anything about it. So there's like a, I think it was a Ron Klain clip talking about how Trump was using the Articles of Confederation model, and that was wrong. And, well, actually, that's exactly what Biden said. And, you know, you got a mixture of the right, like, taunting him, and the left going, freaking out, like, oh, he didn't really mean this, did he? And of course he did.
Of course he did. He admitted he told the truth finally for once. But here's the problem we have. Let me give you an example from yesterday as well. The Associated Press here 2 days ago puts up an article. Florida sets record for number of COVID cases in a single day since the pandemic began. Something like 30,000 cases in the entire state of Florida. On Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas, New York City has accounted for 30% of all new cases in the entire country. Does the Associated Press say anything about that? Boo.
No, you understand what's going on is they're doing pre-presidential oppo. And the media have been trying to take down Ron DeSantis, who's been very successful as a governor because he's sort of the alternate to Trump. If you look at the polling, I see Trump, you know, the most recent polling I saw Trump in the 40s for presidential choice. DeSantis at 26, and pretty much everybody else, meh. You know, and so I think that's what either a Trump-DeSantis combo or DeSantis running on his own, they're trying to kneecap him. They do this every single election. People have to understand this. Anybody running for president, they try to beef up the Democrats. That's what they're doing now for Kamala Harris, and try to take down Republicans before they even announce.
There's no question. Luckily for the Republicans, Kamala Harris took herself down. So that's an easy. I mean, her it's just abysmal. And here's the other thing that I find remarkable. The polling for Reuters, for example, shows Joe Biden with a positive approval rating, +2. The only poll in months, right? Others show him down by 16, 17, 18 points. And these people with a straight face will put out a poll that's complete crap. I mean, there's no polite way to put it. It's complete crap. They know it, but they put it out there, and it kind of buoys his approval rating somewhere just above 40%, so it doesn't sink into the 30s where it really ought to belong. Is that just blatantly dishonest, Dan?
Well, I mean, it's the press. The press are blatantly dishonest. We've got a COVID, new case number out for COVID today that is enormous. So, you know, it's 547,000 new cases. Now, part of that is the residual from the weekend where a lot of new cases were added over the weekend. Holiday numbers are already screwed up. I get all that. If Trump had been president, that would have been a huge deal.
Oh,
instead,
my
the media have actively shifted from saying new cases are how one of the things we monitor. Like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that now.
Yeah.
And so again, they beef it up. We hit 800,000 dead. At the same time, we were also hit the point where more dead under Biden than under Trump. There's nary a blip from the media.
And
because they have to cover the guy.
Let me say something here because this is important. For those listening, I currently have COVID, right? You heard me say that. You said, did I hear you right? Yeah, you did. And I'm I'm a little rough, but I'm no worse for wear. Trust me, I've done the show in the past when I've been far sicker. I can tell you that. When you, I mean, at 5 in the morning, who are you going to call, Dan? You know, it's just the way it is. I guess we're doing the program. But the point that I'm getting is, talking to the medical staff over the last couple of days, Omicron is not of any concern to any of them. And what we're seeing in Michigan, where I live, is Delta primarily still. And some of the older versions, because we've got people now that are suddenly losing their smell and taste again. So it's not Omicron at all. So this massive surge of cases, they're playing it off as Omicron. But I, for one, am a skeptic. I don't know if that's even true. And by the way, how do they know? When I got my positive test, nobody looked at it and said it's Delta or it's Omicron or it's Beta or Alpha or any other damn thing. They said, oh, yeah, positive, and threw it away. How would you know?
Yeah, no, I'm no idea on that one. But what I do know is, according to news reports, a handful of people around the world have died of Omicron. And, I mean, that makes it barely more dangerous than a member of the Kennedy family.
Yeah. Here's my New Year's resolution. To kick the media square in the backside harder than I have this year.
Oh, that was where I thought you were going to kick the media.
Yeah, harder than I have this year, and I know you will do, because this is the thing. A free press, an honest and free press, is foundational to this country. If you have the press in the bag for one side or the other, it doesn't help anybody. It allows us to go down the wrong road, because people are like, oh, everything's great. Well, you didn't tell us this, and you didn't tell us that. Well, we thought, no, just tell us the truth. We can take it. That would be much preferred to the crap we get, would it not?
But it'd be great, except in Build Back Better, if that passes, or if the bill itself passes, they're bribing the local media around the country.
Well, that's right.
It's
hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
$1 billion. Yeah, $1 billion set for local journalists to bribe them to be liberal.
Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars being filed to local journalists, to newspapers, to radio stations, to television stations. Hey, we're going to give you a bunch of money because you had a rough year. Really? A lot of people had rough years. Does everybody? I mean, at some point, enough of the government checks, Dan. But you're exactly right. The media will be bought off as if they're not already acting like it. I hope that doesn't happen. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, It doesn't happen if enough people call their congressman, enough people call the White House and say, we don't want to have paid propaganda in the United States. That's what you have in places like Russia and China.
We already have PBS. We already have state-sponsored media.
And NPR, and yes.
And
PBS puts the public in BS.
Yeah, you got it. Dan Gaynor, always appreciate it. Vice President, Free Speech, America Business for the Media Research Center. I'll see you in a new year, my friend.
Thanks, man. Take care.
There you have it. Dan Gaynor, everybody. Always shooting straight and always shooting square, which is what we appreciate. Listen, I'm here to tell it to you straight the way I see it. Maybe you agree. Maybe you're wrong. You know, two things. You can agree with me or you can be wrong. I don't mind. You are entitled to my opinion or something like that. I'm just joking. I'll be right back after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to gomuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. Gomuskox.com. That's gomuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.